This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Section of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and be part of the conversation. Look, you guys in that chat room already with the emojis. Look at them all. Look at them all. Look at them all. Right?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Right. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. There's a lot, as you can imagine, there's a lot going on in the news. You already know this, though, right? I mean, you guys are pretty smart. I don't have to tell you everything. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, spending on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We also have a live now, after I press the button, we have a live Facebook feed. So you can converse with us there. You can open your mouth there. I love this. There's so much coming at us, and I mean so much, when it comes to the memo that was released. Now, the Democrats want to release their memo because I'm sure. See, what I always love about this, I think it's hilarious. Really listen to both sides discuss this, right? Adam Schiff, who's been a little whacked on his own over the years, right? He wants us to believe that everything in the Republican memo is a lie, and everything in the Democrat memo that's coming out is going to be true. Because it's going to give more information. Now, I'm going to talk more about this later on, but these were the guys screaming last week that there was too much information coming out, that they didn't want us to see it, that there was going to be all kinds of stuff in this memo that was going to be detrimental to America, it was going to be bad for spies. There wasn't. And now he wants to put out more info. I guess they're not going to have stuff that's going to be bad. I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know how all this works. I'm just like you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I know. I got so many stories here. I don't even know where to start. Because when Kimberly comes on, I'm going to poke her like crazy. This is going to make her nuts as well. Hey, one of the things, was it the Eagles this weekend? I'm not a big sports fan. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I'm not a sports freak. Right? So this is nothing new. But the Eagles, they won. Right? Why is it? This happens all over the place. I realize this. Right? But why is it in the city of brotherly love, they have to rip the place apart? Why is it every time, a sports team wins the final game, they have to rip the place apart? They have to tip over buses, stomp on police cars, burn up the streets. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I'm thinking to myself, why would you do that? And I don't want to hear that they're burning off steam. So is the only way to burn off steam is to destroy stuff? Is that really it? I'm just asking. I'm always curious. Hopefully Kimberly's listening because I love this one. There's a bunch of parents right now that are like really mad because there was a school that cancels a father-daughter dance. You know why? Come on, anybody figure it out? Come on, I know you can. Yeah, because of gender issues. We can't have any specific genders being called out. A grade school in Staten Island, New York, was forced to cancel its annual father-daughter dance because it violated the school's new policy regarding transgender and gender nonconforming students. The New York Department of Education directed the schools to eliminate any gender-based practices like the daddy-daughter dance, unless the activity served a clear educational purpose. If it doesn't convince, look, this is like over the top. I can't even go have a granddaddy-granddaughter dance, right? Seriously? Now, if this doesn't convince you that the politically correct world, the social justice warrior world, is out of control, nothing will. I would love it if you would call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Would you please call and explain to my little pea brain, my little low IQ mind, how this ever makes sense? And why is it that when there's 50 or 60 kids in the room, 50 or 60 that identify as a girl that want to go to the dance with daddy, can't? Because what, two kids might be transgender? Might be, notice I said. I'm just thoroughly confused at why it has this much of an impact. Now, the PTA president at PS65 blamed the cancellation on the district's new transgender and gender nonconforming guidelines. Father-daughter dances inherently leave people out, not just because of the transgender status, but life in general, because what if she doesn't have a daddy? Well, see, we used to use the brain cells that God gave us in the past to deal with that, right? Because the uncle would step in. Or grandpa would step in. Or mommy's best male friend would step in. You see, the young lady would see that there are other people around her that care about her and love her and want to make sure she has a normal upbringing. Well, God forbid that happens. This shows you how selfish the social justice warriors are. This shows you how selfish, right, these specific groups are. Let's see if Kimberly agrees with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me so much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and that you're on the air, that you're engaged, involved, whatever, whatever. So, again, I really do appreciate the time. There's so many other shows I know that you could be watching. There's so many other things I know that you could be doing. And you've tuned into this show, and I do appreciate it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. You know, whatever. Let me get her on, because I always enjoy when she's on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I'm like tongue-tied over the last story and all the stuff coming up. But Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight, and always appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I was on one tirade in the last segment about this, And you're a sports person, right? I'm sure you are.
Yep.
I want to know what it is about sports, or why it is, that there's a need to burn the place down when a team wins.
I don't know.
Thanks for the help. I really appreciate it, you know?
Sorry. Well, I've never burned anything down because of a game win. I think it's a mob mentality, and you have a bunch of idiots, and a lot of the people are fine. They're just enjoying it, having a good time, celebrating, but then you have enough idiots that it becomes a mob mentality, and people just start doing really stupid stuff, and it kind of escalates, but I don't understand it either. I never will. I just think when you get a bunch of drunken idiots together that sometimes there's problems, and that's what happens.
Yeah, I just, you know, well, first of all, I was joking earlier. I said, oh, to the city of brotherly love, let's tear up as much crap as humanly possible. Because that's what I want to do. Every time I have a win, the first thing I do is look out my driveway and think about flipping over my car.
Can you imagine if they lost?
Oh, God.
I mean, if this is what people are doing when they win, what are they going to do when they lose?
I can only imagine. If they had lost fair and square, it's one thing, but if there were questions on some of the calls, there might be a whole different animal. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, there's always questions about some of the calls, trust me.
So, I don't know if you heard in the last segment, I was talking about that daughter-daddy dance, right? And
yes.
It's like the left has lost their minds on this, right? The social justice warriors only see this in one way, shape, manner, or form. So you may have 30, 40, 50 young ladies that want to dance with daddy, and now they can't because of maybe a couple of transgender kids, a couple of kids whose daddies may have passed away, or they just don't live at home with mommy. I mean, we can't make accommodations for the majority of the people in the room, right? I mean, I'm just lost. I am so lost on this.
You know, this stuff really gets me. I posted it. It's probably the same story that you're talking about. I posted it over the weekend because we're fighting ridiculous gender identity legislation in New Hampshire. And they talk about, oh, we have to be inclusive. Well, you have to be inclusive, except you're leaving out all the people who normally would enjoy this. You know, I don't understand. It's a really adorable event. Maybe they can make it a family dance or something. I don't know. But they're making it like everyone else is abnormal when that small majority is normal and you have to conform to their demands or else.
Everybody is abnormal. What's wrong with you?
No, but it's like why are they destroying and ruining all these things that are tradition and some people have enjoyed for a long time? Just don't go. Or find find someone that can go with your daughter or whatever. I don't understand why this small minority continues to ruin things for the majority on a regular basis.
They're sitting there saying that they feel like they're left out, okay? They're not included, so we have to change it for everybody else because a very, very small number of people don't feel included. So where it's okay to disinclude, or whatever word you want to use, the rest of them because they don't feel included.
Right. So everybody else has to suffer because a couple people. That's basically what this is all about, and it's because New York has gender identity legislation.
Me. It's all about me. It's all got to do with me. How are you hurting me? Right?
And if you disagree... And you know what? If you disagree and you fight against it, then you're the bad person. You're the ist, whatever ist they want to call you. You're the ism, the ist, the bad person for daring to stand up for your own rights.
Well, it was, my God, they're definitely not Star Trek watchers because, as I recall, it was, you know, doesn't the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one? I mean, seriously, they need to sit down and do a Star Trek thing. Seriously, I mean, can't have this. So, yeah, the next hour, I got to get your take on this before we're done, but the next hour I'm just going to beat up on, what's going on with Adam Schiff and a bunch of the other Dems that have really just lost their, well, I was going to say they lost their minds, but that's not possible, right?
They are all insane, honestly. They, you would think after over a year of Trump being in office and the world didn't explode, the planet didn't crash and burn, you would think that they would somehow simmer down a little and just, you know, try to work and get things done and do their jobs, but they're not. They're insane. Did you see the video where Joe Manchin wanted to get up and clap for something that Trump said, and he had to sit, he looked around and sat back down?
Yes, I did. That was great. I mean, talk about mama shooting you down from across the kitchen table. It was great. Seriously.
It was so it was painfully obvious that this guy wanted to clap and applaud something Trump said. I don't know what part that he was talking about, but it was clear that, oh, no, not allowed, buddy. You're a Democrat. You sit down and you shut up. It was awful. It was
right?
It was painful.
No kidding. Oh, God. I don't know if you heard about this. If you hear the hostess is giving out bonuses, but they're not just giving out bonuses. They're giving out Twinkies as well. Sir, what are you laughing for? I mean, seriously, here's the thing. They're going to give everybody a $1,200 bonus, right? And a handful of people, they're going to give them a year's supply or year's access to any of the baked goods, you know, Twinkies and Zingers and all that stuff.
Ugh.
I'm thinking,
I want the money. I don't want the stuff.
Well, no. We get both. I mean, think of this. I mean, pardon the pun, but that really sweetens the deal, doesn't it? Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for Kimberly Marin after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Guys, we're going in. A referee around here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And let me say one thing. If you're on the left and you think that sending me, as you like to do during the show, you think that sending me nasty grams is going to change the way I think about you or a situation? You're a bigger fool than even you think you are. How's that? All right? I mean, seriously, the best thing you can do, you're one of those guys you're going to argue with the guy who's got you on hold, right? Because you've been waiting 45 minutes to get on, and then when he gets on with you, you call him an idiot. Then you wonder why the phone line goes dead. That's who you are. So good luck with that. One of these days, I'm going to read some of these on the air. I'm just going to do it. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. The dumbest things that these people say, and it's not even political. I mean, you got to start thinking about this stuff in a very right. So I didn't want to get into this now, but I will. I got to a little bit. So let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to go over the crazies, especially from the weekend that nobody really deals with. Look, first of all, Kimberly, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Grok, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
All right. So the Democrats. Let's say we had a dossier that we paid for, okay, and it was against the guy that we were running against, and we pulled all this information together, okay, and when we gave it to the FBI, we said, hey, this might be fake or false or phony, we really don't know in here what's true or not, because we paid the guy to put it together to go against somebody we're running against. I mean, can you imagine how many eyeballs would have popped on the Dem side if the roles were reversed?
It would have been a vast right-wing conspiracy.
You mean like it's been against Mrs. Clinton for the last 50 years because they've done absolutely nothing wrong?
Yes. Yes. Just like when she said it was a vast right-wing conspiracy about the women Bill Clinton assaulted and the woman he was having tea time with under the desk in the Oval Office.
You know what? Did you hear she came out? What she said about that fellow that she didn't fire or didn't take care of properly on the complaint about sexual harassment in her campaign.
What did she say about him?
She said, "Well, I regret now that I handled it poorly." All right.
So her whole team has let it go. Her all the followers, all the Hillary Clinton drones have said, well, you know, she apologized for it, so it's no big deal.
I mean, okay, so she still hasn't apologized for not investigating sexual assault accusations in the State Department. Don't get me started on that witch. She's irrelevant. She's absolutely irrelevant. She will never run for president again. Thank you, Jesus. And she's just irrelevant. She really is.
Well,
Clinton are irrelevant. And Chelsea Clinton is basically a moron. So, well, they'd probably still elect her in New York. But
it's all about the name and the money. You know that. Come on.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
The name and the money, and they know where the bodies are buried.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Kind of hard to turn against them when they've got stuff. And I believe that they have stuff on almost everybody in politics.
Oh,
that machine, I heard Huckabee talking about them one night, and he said the machine is incredible. You wouldn't believe the amount of pressure they can put on people and the wide range of pressure they can put on people as well. So let's get to Mr. Trump, because apparently he's actually even more sinister than she is. So that Stormy Daniels, you know, the hooker, the adult film, I don't even know what she is. So Stormy Daniels, she says on Tuesday, just hours before she scheduled to appear on Jimmy Kimmel, that was last week, she said that what she doesn't understand with all this, because countless times, everybody's talking about her relationship that she had with Donald Trump years and years and years ago, and she's saying, look, there's nothing to comment on because it never happened. Right?
Wait a minute.
What?
She's saying it didn't happen? Isn't she the one who said it did happen?
No, she said the fact of the matter is that each party has alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 11, 16, 17, and now again in 18, she continued. I'm not denying the affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported. She said, I'm denying the affair because it never happened.
Oh, good grief.
Okay. So, but even so, Jimmy Kimmel is trying to make a big deal of this. And I'm thinking to myself, this is more proof of how hypocritical these people are. Because you look at everything that's going on, and with Billy Bob Clinton, all the women he took advantage of, right? I mean, this what was the guy, the Hollywood guy?
Wait a minute. So let's get this straight here. These same people didn't believe Juanita Broderick, who was raped by Bill Clinton and has consistently accused him for decades, couple decades. But they believe a woman. Wait. Oh no. I guess it's consistent. They don't believe a woman who says she didn't have an affair with Trump. Good Lord. Really? This is what we have to put up with.
Oh. Yeah.
And you wonder why people are insane.
No, it's constant. But it's constant. Right? And the other thing I've said, whether he had an affair or not, right? These are two consenting adults. This is not somebody raping somebody else or pushing themselves on somebody else or sexually assaulting somebody else and getting away with it. These are two people. Now, if he was married to Melania at the time, okay, it was morally wrong. It's still two consenting adults.
Right.
Isn't that exactly what they said about Billy Bob having sex in the White House, right? What he does as a consenting adult is not our problem.
Yep, and they ignore that Monica Lewinsky was a young intern and he was the most powerful man in the world. They ignore that.
Yeah, well,
that's exactly what all these women are doing the Me Too about. They ignore all that because, you know, it was Bill Clinton and he was pro-abortion, so they like him.
Well,
seriously.
No, they thought he was, come on, you listen to these people, they thought he was sexy, they thought he was handsome,
no.
You know, they did, I'm serious,
come on.
I've read some of that stuff, it makes me sick too, it really does.
You know what, I see the same thing with people over Trudeau in Canada.
Right.
And that guy's an idiot too.
Did you hear what was happening? So the LA County Sheriff said that, hey, I'm somewhat for sanctuary cities, but I got to tell you something. If you don't cooperate with the feds, we're going to have a problem. Because every time we let somebody out of jail, they're going to go raid those homes, and they're going to pick up grandma, grandpa, all the kids. You're going to make it worse. If you allow us just to, you know, hold them here, let the feds pick them up here, that'll be the end of it. So, you know, all the Democrat legislators said, oh, no, 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 we're not going to have that happen. We can't allow that to happen. So you know what's happening in L.A. right now? There are sweeps going on everywhere, and they're wiping out homes because people are here illegally. So the guy that the guy that committed the crime is now dragging his whole family along with him. Isn't that wonderful?
Way to go, Dems. Way to go.
So the same people they want to help, they're hurting. And then the marijuana stuff I love. I just think this is hilarious. Where we have, I don't know if you have in New Hampshire. You should, but you probably don't have the same problem. They have these border checkpoints, but they're not at the border. They're like 8 miles north of the border or six. So they let you get all excited about, you know, getting over the border. Everybody climbs out of the trunk and gets in a car, and they're driving up the road, and then you have a federal stop point, right? Checkpoint. Well, they're taking the dope away from the California citizens, and some of them are even being arrested. Why? Because a federal agent, according to federal law, dope is still illegal. And they don't care what state you're in.
this is, you know what? We decriminalized it here, and they're trying to legalize it. What they don't realize is that, yes, it's still illegal at the federal level, and the feds can come in and enforce those laws. But you know what else it does? It takes, if you smoke marijuana, you don't have, you're a prohibited person for owning a firearm. People don't seem to grasp that you still got to follow these laws. If you're going to change the laws on marijuana, you got to do it at the federal level, because people can still get screwed because the feds can't come in and enforce these laws. It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Because
It's infuriating because they don't think past their elbows. There are so many things the California legislature has done in the face of federal law, and they just don't care. Hey, we're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're going to love it.
Totally losing my voice.
Dave from San Francisco's on the line.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Wow. Yeah, I say sure. This calls for hold action, and now, nip it in the bud.
He was a famous jobber.
We are back.
He had a bully.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to be afraid of, and you find out you don't have to. You just don't have to, seriously. Well, you want to be afraid? Listen to this next conversation. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week here on the show, and we talk about some of the craziest stuff that's going on college campuses and just in the world as a whole. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
It's true, though, right? I mean, dude, stupid. I mean, crazy, stupid stuff that's going on that just makes me nuts.
I'm at a loss for words because, like I said to you, my can't even button where I say I can't even broke like 6 months, maybe a year ago, because I just can't even believe some of the stupid stuff people do or legislation they want to pass at the local level, at the federal level. Politicians and mostly the left has completely lost their minds.
All right. So let's do one you can talk about that you actually enjoy talking about. And that is the fact that there are good guys with guns. You know, we always hear from the left that there are no good guys with guns. It's just that's just it. Deal with it, right? But a Utah police officer was being pummeled by, by somebody who was doing something wrong, right? A criminal or soon to be criminal or whatever. And thank God, right? There was a guy going by that had the license to carry a concealed pistol and was able, probably, probably able to save that cop's life because you don't know how badly he would have been beat. He was beat enough to get a fractured eye socket and lacerations around his eye and face. I mean, this guy was beating on him. But again, I don't know if we want to take the chance with people running around with guns on them. What if he missed and hit the cop or hit a child walking by?
Well, he didn't shoot the guy. He just demanded he get off the cop and whatever. So he didn't end up. Just the fact that he had a gun stopped this guy from continuing to do what he was doing. He didn't have to shoot him.
Listen, I'm on the same page as you, but they don't even want you, and you're in this more than I am. This is true. They don't even want you to have the guns to begin with. Doesn't matter.
Oh, you know,
these onesie twosies that you're going to save somebody's life. Not a big deal, right? Unless you're the one whose life is being saved.
But see, the media doesn't report on it, but they've done studies, multiple studies have been done, and they agree that firearms are used in self-defense, whether it's just showing the firearm, but they're used in self-defense hundreds of thousands of times. They're used more in self-defense to ward off a criminal than people are killed in homicides with firearms. That's a fact. But they don't report on that because they never want people to see that, this could have made a difference. I mean, I was just talking tonight about how I've listened to 911 calls of women who had firearms and women who didn't. Let me tell you something. They were all horrifying calls, but the women who had firearms survived. The ones who didn't were victims. And it's not because dispatch is slow or whatever. It's because the cops they're not out in your front of your house every day.
Nope.
Every 24/7. They take a little bit of time to get to your house.
Yeah, and I would imagine the tone of their voices probably were totally different too, right?
Well, they were all frightened.
I mean,
they were calling.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's a hopelessness there too, right? When you don't have a gun and the cops ain't close at hand, there's got to be a hopelessness in your voice, like, oh my God, what do I do now?
God, I'm having flashbacks of these 911. That's how horrifying. I mean, I was literally, some of them I was crying. That's
oh, no.
Bad.
The one that I played a couple of times, and I'm not trying to make it funny or lighthearted, but the dispatcher was actually asking the lady, remember, have you asked him to leave? Oh
my God, yeah.
Remember that one? It was like, are you serious? Did I ask him to leave? Excuse me, before you break in the house, I have no gun. Cops can't get here for 20 minutes. Do you really want to do this? Why don't you just leave? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that one.
No, they're just not realistic. And you know, there's a gun is just an inanimate object. A majority of people who are law-abiding citizens use firearms for only good purposes, whether it's sporting, hunting, shooting, or self-defense. It's a small minority who actually use them in a bad manner. And not everyone should be blamed for that. And we should show stories like this guy in Utah.
And there's a lot more than we see. I mean, there's a lot more than just this stuff, right? I mean, you said, this happens over and over. Look at that. The one fellow was late 70s, early 80s. He was able to stop a robbery because he had a license to carry a gun. I mean, if a 70 or an 80-year-old man can scare away a robber, I think, you know, most other people can if they have some kind of protection.
There was a 65-year-old grandmother in New Hampshire who was, a guy tried to attack her. She shot him. See you, bye, kid. She protected herself. Who knows what they would have done to her? There was three of them total, but only one guy got out of the car and tried to actually attack her.
Wow.
And I don't know if they were going to steal her. Oh, yeah, who knows what their intention was. But it was criminal, and she was able to protect herself. I mean, what's a 65-year-old little petite grandma going to do against some, you know, 5'10 punk who's hell-bent, who knows if he's on drugs, hell-bent on attacking her and taking something from her, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
Or just, intentionally harming her.
I'm going to play a clip later about how Adam Schiff believes that the Second Amendment is something that the Russians love. They're very happy that we have the Second Amendment, and they're the ones that are helping support and prop it up. Can you believe that?
What? What?
I'm going to play that in the second hour. Seriously, he actually said in a speech that he was giving to a bunch of Democrats, I've got the clip, where he actually says, Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, that the Russians love our Second Amendment.
Have you ever looked into someone's eyes and you know they're insane?
That there's nobody home? Liked my,
there's nobody home, and they are literally insane. Like, should be in an asylum insane.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Well,
definitely one of them.
He goes on to talk about how, you know, we're killing each other in here by the droves. I mean, we're just, that's why the Second Amendment is so good for the Russians, because they're going to be able to come in here and take over without firing a shot. He actually says that. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy votes.
Oh my God, he passes laws. He passes laws. Does he need a reminder of why it is and how we fought against the British who were trying to come in and take our guns? Way back when? Does he remember that?
Oh, but that's such old ancient history. Stuff like that doesn't happen in the modern era. Don't you know that?
Tell that to Venezuela. Okay?
Yeah.
Tell that to the Venezuelans.
It's like, not that I want things to be bad. Look at, you and I haven't talked, I only got a few minutes. We haven't talked since the speech. And I was telling Tammy, I said, she's got to be going out of her mind right now. She's got to be slamming their head against the table. Take all the politics out of this, but you can't stand and applaud for a 12-year-old boy that raises money to get flags to put them at veterans' graves. You can't stand for that? I mean, seriously?
They were absolute. The Democrats were disgusting. It's not. Their hatred for Republicans and for Trump is so incredibly strong that is all that matters. I mean, these are people who shut down the government over illegals instead of representing their actual constituents. That's how insane they've become. Their focus is on hating Trump. And they won't do anything, even if something's good. I mean, millions of people are keeping more of their own hard-earned tax money instead of paying it, sending it to the government. Oh, no, no.
Yeah, but listen, the $1,000, you know, it's chump change. It's just crumbs. So, you know, with that in mind, you can send yours to me if you'd like, because I know it's just crumbs and you really can't use it. It's not really helping you at all.
Well, all the Democrats who are mad about the tax cuts, what they can do is they can write. They can still pay at the Obama administration rates. They're free to do that. No one's forcing them to pay less taxes.
Well, yeah, that's funny because that's brought up and they'll giggle and they'll go, oh, yeah, sure, right, like I should be the only one. Well, you know what? When you think something's the right thing to do, when you think that something is something you should be doing, why do you care who else is involved and who's watching and whatever? Just go do it. There was that rapper, which, I mean, I'm sorry it went down this way, but he gave $1 million to the Chicago education system, and he said, you know, this ought to help, and this will do this, and this will do that. And after he gave it to him, about a week later, he found out that would pay the bills for that school district for less than a week.
Oh,
and he was floored. He was upset, and he was floored. He's going, see, you guys spew, right? And you're so proud of what you did, but you should have just gone into the bathroom and flushed it. Because it had the same exact effect.
Yeah, right? Especially Chicago area. That's
hey, listen, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Grok, and on Twitter, Conservative IND.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back in the next hour, I'm going to have a field day with some of these clips with Congressman Schiff and a few others who just don't get it. They really just don't get it. Anyway, you're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit.